While many Democrats mourn the election of Donald Trump and the Republican ascendancy in the U.S. House and Senate, Senator Jack Reed's taking things one step at a time. Reed's known for both button-down caution and steadfast liberalism. He's also the longest-serving Rhode Island representative in the U.S. House and Senate. As is the case with fellow Democrats, Reed wasn't pleased about Donald Trump's victory. Yet so far, the Cranston native has been mostly circumspect. The one exception is Trump's appointment of Steve Bannon as chief White House strategist and counselor. Reed calls Bannon's appointment, quote, troubling, and says he's had a divisive record of extremism. But he also says the campaign's over now and actions matter more than words. In Reed's words, the president-elect has the right to pick his team. But Reed says if Trump wants to unify the country, he should bring on people who can help him bridge the divide. In politics, revenge and turnabout is fair play often rule the day. When Barack Obama became president in 2009, Senate Republicans did all they could to stymie his agenda. At one point, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said his top priority was to keep Obama from winning re-election. Reed says he doesn't think it's a good idea for Democrats to adopt that strategy with Trump. Instead, Reed says he will seek to work with a new president when it's in the best interest of Rhode Island and oppose Trump when it isn't. There are issues where Democrats may work with Trump, Reed says. He mentions trade, infrastructure, and improving the nation's defense as examples. Trump did campaign on topics some Democrats, including Reed, have championed, such as punishing American companies that shift jobs abroad and ending big tax breaks for hedge fund titans. Unlike many Democrats in Washington, Reed never bought into the neoliberal regime of free trade and open borders. He voted against NAFTA because he didn't think it was fair to workers. If Trump can make trade deals fairer for workers, as he often promised on the campaign, Reed says he'll support him. As Reed points out, a boost in infrastructure spending could also help Rhode Island. Trump also talked about upgrading the military. Reed, the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, says there is a need to improve cyberspace defense systems, an area the Chinese and the Russians are working on. But Reed says he worries about some of Trump's comments on diluting U.S. commitments to NATO and European allies. And he says he hopes the new president comes to understand that the Middle East is more complicated than a campaign slogan. One area where Reed sharply parts company with Trump is immigration. The president-elect has said he will deport 2 to 3 million illegal immigrants with criminal records shortly after he takes office in January. Reed says this notion is simply not practical. Reed doesn't face voters until 2020, but he's under no illusion about Democratic chances of regaining the Senate in 2018. While a president usually loses members of Congress in the first midterm election, Democrats have many more Senate seats to defend than Republicans in the next campaign. His own party, Reed said, must concentrate on voter participation and build up Democrats in states now controlled by Republicans, which includes most of the country. He thinks part of the reason Hillary Clinton lost was because of low turnout. Too many voters, Reed says, believe Hillary was going to win and didn't come out.